Welcome to Clifton Health On Air. I'm Crystal, and I'll be your host today.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
Today is the last day of National Public Health Week, and we'll be talking about the future of public health, specifically strengthening the public health workforce. Accompanying us today is John Beagle, our health director, and Jennifer Kidd, project coordinator. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to be here.
Before we start off, I'll have Lauren read what the American Public Health Association has to say about today's topic.
Friday. The future of public health starts here. Strengthening the public health workforce. A strong and resilient public health workforce is key to keeping communities healthy and addressing the nation's most urgent health challenges. Public health professionals work hard to prevent disease, promote wellness, and protect communities. Investments in education and training can support the public health workforce. Efforts to build a workforce that includes people who are from all backgrounds and who have skills to tackle health inequalities are helping improve access to health services, share important information, and build trust within communities. We must continue these efforts and more to ensure that public health systems are equipped to meet everyday health needs and respond to crises.
Thanks, Lauren. So, as stated, the public health workforce does a lot for keeping the health of residents of Clifton top of mind and a key priority. There are a number of things that the Clifton Health Department does and other local health departments do for their residents in order to keep them safe and healthy. Can you both mention a few of those things that maybe go overlooked, but do add to the quality of our lives?
Well, sure. Well, thank you for having us again. And I always start off with the invisible shield, because that's what the health department, all health departments are. When we had COVID-19, everybody knew about a health department. But before that, many people did not know what the health department does. But it's in their lives pretty much every day. If they go out to eat, we have to inspect all these retail food establishments to make sure that the food that they're eating is prepared in a safe manner. When they walk outside, if they breathe in the air, right, it's public health and environmental health working together to ensure that the air quality is safe to breathe in. When we go to establishments that have hazardous chemicals, we are responsible for, with the fire department, making sure that they're storing and preparing in different ways that in a safe manner to prevent hazards in the community. So people don't even realize that public health is all around them, right? In the food safety, I mentioned breathing in air, but there's so many more. I don't know if, Jen, you want to bring some up.
The water we drink is clean and safe in most communities. Also, when you think about vaccines, that was one of the most prominent public health accomplishments in past centuries, and vaccinations work to keep our communities safe and healthy every single day, something that we not often think about.
Right, and just to add on, with communicable diseases, our nurses will receive any type of laboratory report regarding any communicable diseases, and what we want to do is try to find out where they pick that up from. And we want to stop the spread of any more diseases. So it's funny, sometimes the nurses will call the individual that is positive for something, and it's like, well, how did you get my number, right? But because people don't realize what public health does every day.
That's great. Thanks for sharing those examples. As it pertains to the workforce and specifically investing in education and training to continue to develop and maintain the best public health workforce, what do you have to say about that, and how has that been challenging, or how have you been adapting as of recent?
So prior to COVID, we really had a small health department, and we did the basic things, right? You know, certain responsibilities that we have to do, 10 essential services. inspect restaurants, communicable disease, some health education, right? Animal control for in the city of Clifton anyway under the health department. But post-COVID, we really, really understood the importance of education because every employee, every public health employee are educators. They're educators first. And even an inspector, sometimes people think an inspector goes in and just does enforcement. If that's the case, that's not a good inspector. A good inspector educates the restaurant owner to say why these are problems, right? Why, if your refrigerator is at 50 degrees, what's the problem? It should be below 41 degrees because bacteria will not grow under 41 degrees for the most part. So education has really, to me, has become in the forefront of public health. And we were lucky enough to get a few more health educators on staff. Another thing that we added on after post-COVID is social services division. So important that health departments have a social service division within them because we talk about access to health care. A lot of people are in dire straits now, especially now people are losing their jobs. So we have the ability to help them find resources to help their family, to feed their family, to work with partners, right? We can't just do a health department cannot do everything alone. They need community partners. And that's the one thing that we have grown leaps and bounds over the years with our community partners, whether it be St. Peter's Havens to help us with food and now with Food Brigade and Power of One, we have a really good community partner regarding food and all the other agencies that help us. So that's what I, see.
Yeah, and as a health department, we've always thrived on making sure that our staff is well educated and has opportunities to, earn continuing education credits and further their knowledge and skills in the areas that they work in. So we always encourage our employees to attend classes, webinars, meetings, get their credits that they need. Public health professionals in the state of New Jersey need 15 continuing education credits every year. That's part of the practice standards for local public health departments. And we also work really hard to promote public health as a career. And we do a lot with our local universities in the area and help to prepare the future public health workforce here in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's great. And can you speak a little bit for those who might not be familiar with the continuing education credits and what does that look like and what kind of topics might employees here at the Clifton Health Department be privy to in those?
Sure. So there are four main areas in the health department that require continuing education credits. That is the health officer, the registered environmental health specialists, our registered nurses, and our health educators. All of those employees in the health department must achieve 15 continuing education credits each year. We belong to a network called the New Jersey Learning Management Network, where different organizations like the State Health Department, Rutgers Public Health Training Center, and some other institutions, they post classes and opportunities for the people in our department to get these continuing education credits. We also get the opportunity once in a while to attend conferences where we are also able to earn a lot of credits as well.
Great. And as far as education, you both mentioned education in different ways, both health education to the residents and to the public, but also education within the workforce and educating future professionals. So I know, John, you're also a professor that teaches a class on public health. Could you talk a little bit about, or I guess talk to someone who is interested in public health, but is a bit uncertain, specifically during these times, about proceeding in that direction?
Sure. So the one thing I always tell anyone or whoever I speak to is whatever you do in life, you have to be passionate about it. If you want to become in public health, you're probably not going to become a millionaire, but you will get rewarded in other ways. And, you know, I tell my class, when you come to work every day and you're looking forward to it, that's something what you should go into. And I have to say, over my 35 years in being Clifton, I mean, of course, there's been some days, especially recently, but there's been some days where you're like, oh, boy, I don't want to go. But I would say 95% of the time I want to come to work. I want to make a difference in someone's life. And that's what you have to do. You have to feel that way in public health. You have to really want to make a difference in someone's life. Now, we talk about it in the health department all the time. Did you help someone today? At least one person, right? You might not be a doctor. You might not see those results, right? You know, and I keep going back to environmental. That's where I came from. But, you know, you might do a food inspection. And by you telling them, hey, you have to make sure that refrigerator is cold, you don't know how many lives you saved, right? So you have to understand that you maybe will not see the fruits of your labor, but you're making an impact, right? And that's what's important to me, is the passion that you have to have. And I think we have done a really great job with having passionate people that come in here. You know, we talk about the satellite office, how important that is. That was like a big win for the health department, and especially for our Botany Village section, in many ways. But to have, like, Crystal, you're one of the people that go down there, and just to see your excitement for maybe residents that would not have the opportunity to go to a screening, right, or to speak to a public health professional, it has done wonders for that area. So kudos to you and the girls over that do that.
Thank you.
Just to add to that, yeah, we went to the New Jersey Public Health Symposium on Monday, and one of our speakers was talking about the public health workforce and the challenges that we're facing recently. The theme of her talk was just remember your why, like John said. Why did you go into public health? Love what you do. Be passionate about what you do. Advocate for public health and the public health workforce. So there are frustrating days. There are days where you think about why you chose public health, and you have to remind yourself of the why. And we really all love what we do. And I think that helps build the resiliency that we have as a department.
Yeah, I think it goes back to like what you were saying about that invisible shield and having that passion. So, I mean, administrations come and go, but I think public health is always going to be important for the safety of everyone. Those are my words. As for diversity, equity, and inclusion, and developing those in the public health workforce, could you talk a bit more about how that's played a role in your leadership?
Well, we've definitely have made an effort to hire people that represent the community that we serve. We think that is really important. Clifton is such a diverse city. We're one of the most diverse cities in the nation. And we need to have people in our public health workforce that represent those people that we serve here, those 90,000 residents here in Clifton and the 14 or 15,000 that we have in Little Falls. So diversity is of the utmost importance to us. Everything we do, especially since COVID, we do with an equity lens. We want to make sure that everybody in our city has the same opportunities to achieve positive health outcomes, and we work really hard at that. So diversity, equity, inclusion is really a part of what we do every single day here at the health department.
Right, and I want to have every resident have the same access that every other resident has. So whether you make $1 or you have no money, you're unhoused, or you're a millionaire, we want to try to provide similar services to those people. And I think that's really important. I mean, we're not successful in every event, but we have been working with our unhoused population the last 3 years, and we have made strides in getting people off the streets, right? Nobody grows up saying, I want to live on the street. I want to have a drug problem. I want to have an alcohol problem. Nobody grows up that way. But because of situations that happen in their lives, you know, they may turn to that. But we want to help them. We want to try to provide those people and every resident, those services that we can provide for them to make a life better for them. And by making a life better for them, you're making a better quality of life for the whole city. Absolutely. Which people forget that. And I always say this, every unhoused person has a story, has a background. And, you know, before I started this job years ago, I didn't even think about that. I just looked at somebody, said, oh, whatever. But when I got to meet a few individuals and know their story, it makes you realize that everyone on this earth is important.
That's great. And I guess to kind of wrap things up a little bit here, can we talk about how residents that might have been listening and are moved by what we're talking about and want to support the Clifton Health Department, what are some ways that they can do that?
Well, with the recent federal cuts that we are facing in public health, you can definitely help us out by contacting your members of Congress. You can just go on to the Congress's website and find your local representatives and our state representatives, and you can call them. You can write letters and advocate for public health and to keep the funding, especially the infrastructure funding, in place so that we can continue to build a strong public health workforce. That's definitely one thing that you can do.
And I think we saw our fruits of our labor last week. And when Jennifer mentioned the cuts, those federal cuts would have meant that we would lost six key individuals in the health department. Everybody plays a key role. But six individuals that work in our community, whether it be unhoused, every resident. And one of the things we would have had to have done is to close our satellite office. We would have probably impacted our warming center that we would have to maybe do it some other way that is not as fruitful as we have been doing. And we requested to the mayor and council emergency funding to put those six individuals on the city budget. And the outreach of love and support from our community about the health department was amazing. And I still can't believe that. I can't believe the amount of the support and love that was at the council meeting, whether it be in person or calling in or even just writing letters or calling a council person. And to me, that just showed all our hard work is being noticed. And, you know, when we talk about the invisible shield, maybe it's not so invisible in Clifton. And I just cannot thank those individuals enough for that support, because that made a difference. That made a big difference. And that's because of the men and women of the Clifton Health Department and what they do every day, that it's not going unnoticed. So I appreciate them for that.
And as we mentioned earlier, one other thing that we pride ourselves on in building a strong public health workforce is all of the opportunities we give to students, high school students, college students, graduate students, to shadow us. We serve as internship supervisors, mentors to those people that are interested in public health, because we will continue to promote public health as a career because we love what we do. We know that what we do matters each and every day, so we will continue to work with our universities and schools so that the workforce continues to be strong.
And most of our staff, a lot of our staff actually have started here as interns. I was an intern many, many moons ago. Mm-hmm. But and you don't forget that. You know, you have to mentor those interns, and you know, and you, some maybe you could just tell are not into it and they won't be successful in that. And because if they don't have the passion, like I mentioned before, they're not going to be successful. But some just love it. They take to it, and a lot of times we will hire those individuals if a position is available. So, you never know where your break is going to come from. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of it.
Awesome. So just to kind of recap a little bit of what we spoke about, we mentioned the invisible shield, that is the Clifton Health Department and all local health and public health workforces. We also talked about the importance of investing in education and trainings and supporting our professionals, whether it be locally by reaching out or engaging in council meetings, on a national level, reaching out to Congress members, and even statewide, there are upcoming elections that we can be involved in for sure. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. And do you want to say anything, any final thoughts?
No, I mean, I think we kind of covered it, but I just want to, again, thank the community, thank the mayor and council, the Clifton Health Department staff for always coming together in either emergencies or everyday events and making a better quality of life for our community, because that's what it's all about. Right, it's to make a better quality of life for the community and the people that, like what we say, people that live here, that work here, and play here, right? Those, it's for everybody. It's a better quality life. So, and I know with the staff that we have right now, we do that. So I'm proud to say I'm the health officer for the city of Clifton.
Yeah, and happy National Public Health Week. Let's continue to celebrate our accomplishments and our wins, big or small. We should celebrate.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you.
You have concluded our series on National Public Health Week. It starts here for 2025. Thank you so much for listening. And we hope that you learned something throughout this series and share it to those around you.
Thank you for tuning in to Clifton Health On Air. You can visit our website at www.cliftonnj.org. You can follow us on social media.
Our handles are at Clifton Health on Facebook and Instagram.
You can also email us at health@cliftonnj.org. And before we leave today, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?